Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I wanted to get to the first three verses of the book of Revelation. So let's go to Revelation chapter number one as a beginning again to our studies. This was written by John, a great apostle on the Isle of Patmos, perhaps AD 96. You know, give or take a year or two, different time frames are attributed to that. But he's definitely on the Isle of Patmos. He talked about that in verse number 9, that he was there on the isle, which is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Literally, he was there because he preaching the gospel. Okay, let me throw this at you and give you a little 1 minute Bible lesson for this word for. That word for caused a lot of for caused a lot of Baptists a lot of problems in the late 1800s, the early 1900s. You ever heard of a fellow by the name of Charles Alexander Campbell? Started the Campbellites, the Church of Christ. All right, he was never a Baptist. He hobnobbled Baptist, and he started something that was heretical about baptism or regeneration. That one verse, believe and be baptized for the remission of sins. And he defined that word for as in order to. In other words, you have to be baptized in order to be saved. That's why a lot of denominations today have strong emphasis on baptism, because without baptism, according to their doctrine and belief, you cannot be saved. Well, the Bible nowhere teaches that, but that's one of the verses that they use. Well, repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. Or the word for can be used in order to, but it also can be used because of. And that's how the context, everything must be. And I'm not a Greek fellow, I'm not a Hebrew fellow, I study a little bit of it, but you do not interpret scripture by the Greek and Hebrew alone. If you do, you get into trouble. You have to do it by context. What does the rest of the Bible say about that one subject? This is a good illustration where it says in verse number 9 that John was on the Isle of Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Let me ask you a question. Was he there in order to present the word of God? Was he there in order to preach the word of God? Or was he there as a prisoner because he preached the word of God? Because he preached the word of God. Same word for is used. Again, it's all in context of how that word is used. So John was on the Isle of Patmos about AD 96 because he had preached the word of God. And in your heading, it says the revelation to John. Some might say in the heading, the revelation of St. John divine. Don't get thrown off with that. Don't bother me. What it says, it is the revelation to John. If it says St. John the Divine, don't let that throw you. Because by the way, do you know you're a saint? Got one amen. You know, you're a saint. You really are. Now, you may be a good one or a bad one, but you're a saint. It's more scriptural, much more scriptural to say I'm a saint than I'm a Christian. Now, I ain't going to argue with nobody. I'm just telling you Bible. It's much more in context with scripture and with Bible thinking how Paul wrote it to say to the saints that are at Corinth. You never saw Paul call people Christians. Never. He didn't say to the Christians at Thessalonica or to the Christian. He said to the saints. Why is that? The real definition of a Christian is this. They're followers of Christ. They're Christ-like. Christian. They're Christ-like. There's a lot of saints who are not Christ-like. Let it sink in. I didn't say they're not going to heaven. They're going to heaven by the grace of God. I'm talking about biblical terminology, how we just throw words out there. Everybody's a Christian. Oh, is that right? What does the Bible say? Even preachers get in the pulpit and say, you're a Christian. Well, I beg to differ. A Christian is somebody who's Christ-like. How many of God's people are Christ-like? Wow, that's where the old preachers used to say, that's where the rubber meets the road. Who was that used to say that? You old folk know. Who was he used to say that, where the rubber meets the road? J. Vernon McGee. Yeah, that's where the rubber meets the road. Everybody's a Christian. No, everybody's not a Christian. As a believer, everybody's a saint. Saints are born, and I'm going to move on because this is on radio, internet. People are going to think I'm crazy. True. Saints are born, Christians are made. It's true. I can show you from the Bible. Saints are born, Christians are made. And I'm going to move on from here. But anyway, so don't let that throw you when it says Saint John the Divine. The word divine does not mean he's some kind. It means the word divine back then. And it literally means he's like a prophet, a preacher, man of God. Okay, so mine says in my heading, the revelation of John. Now, verse number one. This is actually the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ and all the things that he saw. Man, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things that are written therein, for time is at hand. In the first two verses, let me just share with you real quick. The first two verses teaches at the very beginning the imminency of Jesus Christ, of his coming. Again, I don't want to get hung up with this. I got 2-3 minutes and I got to move on. But I cannot understand for the life of me how people cannot read Scripture and not believe that Jesus Christ could come at any moment. That imminent mentality is so clear. It's so in the first two verses, it talks about the revelation of Jesus Christ. The first three verses, it mentioned twice that it must shortly come to pass. And it also talks about time is at hand. It's so close. And if it was close 2,000 years ago, I'd say it's even closer today. This was at stay with me on this. This is at the beginning in Revelation chapter 1, verse number 1. Verse number 3, you get to Revelation chapter number 22. The last thing Jesus says, not just the beginning, but the end. Surely I come quickly. You don't have to be a brain surgeon to understand that. I can't understand why people think that Jesus is going to come in the middle of the tribulation or at the end of the tribulation or the we should be always looking for the coming of Christ. Not once, and I'll probably get calls about this. Not once does Scripture tell us to look for the Antichrist. Not once. It tells us over and over and over again, look for him. Looking unto him, the author and the finisher of our faith. Look to Jesus. He's coming. Man, Titus 2:13, I gave you some of those. There's so many verses. But anyway, notice the revelation of Jesus Christ. Two things about this word of. First of all, it not only speaks about the object. There's two words here. I wrote this in my Bible this week, and I hadn't had them before in my Bible. I put them in my Bible this week because I'm still studying again. It's all new, fresh and new, and I've been through this over and over. And it keeps getting fresh, gooder and gooder. That ain't good English, but it's fresh. That word of speaks of the object and the owner. The object, the revelation of Jesus Christ, the object. It's about him. It's about him. The word of also speaks of the ownership. It belongs to him, the of. We see that word used in the book of Acts, the church of God. This church does not belong to Pastor Walt Lanier. Somebody say amen. This church does not belong to the deacons, and I'll say amen to that, you deacons. Okay? It don't belong to y'all. That ain't good English. This church belongs to God. That's the same word of. It denotes ownership. The revelation of. He's the object of this whole book. Matter of fact, he's the object of from Genesis through the book of Revelation. Every book speaks of Jesus Christ. From Genesis to the Revelation and everything in between, he's the object. The book of the Revelation, he's the object. He's also the owner. That's what that word means. He's the owner of this revelation which God gave unto him. We see the picture. God, you get this in these two verses. God gave it to Jesus, who gave it to the angel, who gave it to John, who gives it to us. Oh, that's it. Where do you get that preacher right there in the verses? Read them.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.